Title: Ride Symbol Patterns for Rolling Tops Beginner. Alright, let's build some rolling tops using ride symbols in Ableton Live. Beginner friendly, but with the exact habits that make it sound like real drum and bass instead of a harsh, robotic loop. Quick picture of what we're doing. Rolling tops are that fast, hypnotic high-frequency motion that makes DNB feel like it's constantly leaning forward, even if your kick and snare are super simple. The ride isn't the star of the show. The snare is still king. The ride is the engine noise. Before we touch MIDI, here's a coaching question that solves a lot of beginner pain. What job is your ride doing? Option 1. Timekeeper. It's your consistent pulse that glues the drums together. Option 2. Energy riser. It starts dull or sparse and gradually opens up, brighter and busier, to lift the section. Option 3. Texture layer. It's quiet, almost like air or fizz, felt more than heard. Pick 1. Because if you don't, you'll probably overwrite the top end, then try to fix it with EQ, and it'll never feel clean. Now let's set the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. Let's use 174. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip to start, and loop it so you can hear changes instantly. Next, choose a ride sample. This matters more than people think. You want crisp, but not piercing. And you want a tail that isn't so long that it smears when you play fast notes. You can do this with drum rock or simpler. I'll describe both, and you choose what feels easiest. Drum rack route. Make a MIDI track, drop on a drum rack, and drag a ride sample onto a pad, like C1. If you're using Ableton Packs, search ride, cymbal ride, or 909 ride. Simpler route, which gives you tighter control. Drag the ride sample into simpler. Put it in classic mode. Turn warp off, because it's a one-shot. Set voices to 1 or 2 so the hits don't overlap into a messy wash. And use trigger mode so every hit is consistent. Quick tuning tip for DNB. Try pitching the ride down 1 to 3 semitones. That little darkening can instantly make it less painful and more roller. Now we program the foundation. Set your MIDI grid to 1/16. Place a ride hit on every 16th note for 1 bar. At 174 BPM, that's going to sound fast and probably way too much. That's normal. A lot of pro drum loops start as too much, and then they get sculpted into groove, space, and dynamics. That's what we do next. Velocity is the make or break step. If every hit is the same velocity, you get the typewriter effect. Machine gun. Fatiguing. And it won't roll. It'll just buzz. Open the velocity lane. We're going to create accents, like a drummer's hand naturally would. Try this repeating pattern for each beat, meaning 4 hits per beat. First 16th, strong, around 100. Second 16th, low, around 55. Third 16th, then and, medium strong, around 80. Fourth 16th, low, around 50. So it goes. Strong, quiet, push, quiet. Repeat that for the whole bar. Teacher note. Think of it like an accent hierarchy. Primary accents are your anchors. Secondary accents are your push. Ghost hits are just motion. You can absolutely add a bit of randomness later, but the deliberate accent plan is what makes it musical. And yes, after you add the accents, you usually want to bring the overall ride level down. The ride should support the groove, not compete with the snare. If you want a quick Ableton helper, drop the MIDI velocity device before your drum rack or simpler. Set random somewhere around 5 to 12. Keep drive at 0. Set out high around 105 and out low around 45. This keeps your pattern controlled but adds that small human variation. Now let's make it actually roll instead of just constant. Constant 16THS can feel like a sheet of noise. Rolling DNB tops breathe by having tiny gaps. Here's a classic broken 16THS trick. Remove a couple specific hits. Remove the 4th 16th of beat 2, so the E of beat 2 disappears. And remove the 2nd 16th of beat 4, so the E of beat 4 disappears. You should hear a subtle stutter and forward pull, but it still feels fast. Workflow tip. Duplicate the clip and make an A and a B version. A is fuller. B has a little more space. Later, alternate them every 4 bars so your track feels alive without needing complicated fills. And while we're here, try thinking in 2-bar phrases, not just 1 bar. A lot of DNB feels performed because bar 2 answers bar 1. Even a tiny change sells the illusion of a drummer. One missing hit, one accent moved. That's enough. Next up, groove, meaning timing. DNB needs to be tight, but it also shouldn't be painfully rigid. A tiny amount of swing or lateness can make rides feel like they sit in the pocket. Beginner-friendly method, groove pool. Open groove pool, Drag in a swing 16 groove or an MPC style 16 swing. Apply it to your ride clip. Set timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity 5 to 15%. Random 2 to 6%. Keep it subtle. Too much swing and it doesn't sound like rolling. It sounds like the loop is stumbling. If you want to do it manually, select the off steps, the E and a hits, and nudge them slightly late, like 3 to 8 milliseconds. You're aiming for feel, not a noticeable flam. Now we shape the sound so it's clean, present, and not painful. Put a simple device chain on the ride track. Start with EQ8. High pass the ride around 250 to 500 HC. Rides don't need low and low mid weight in DNB. That area just clutters. If it's harsh, do a narrow cut somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz. Sweep until the bite relaxes. And if it's too fizzy, you can gently shelf down above 12 kHz. Then add saturator. Use soft clip mode. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. And then turn the output down so the volume matches. The point is density and closeness, not loudness. Then auto filter for movement. Set a low pass filter. Frequency somewhere like 10 to 16 kHz, depending how bright you want it. This is huge for arrangement, because you can automate cutoff to create energy without turning the ride up. Then utility. If the ride feels messy in stereo, narrow it. Somewhere between 60 and 100% width. A slightly narrower top often feels more focused and faster. Optional reverb. Keep it tiny. A short room can add realism, but long tails kill speed. Try decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Dry slash wet 5 to 12%. If you hear the reverb, it's probably too much. Extra coaching note. If your ride is smearing, don't immediately reach for extreme EQ cuts. First, control overlap. In simpler, shorten decay or release. Add a tiny fade out. Keep voices at 1 or 2. That usually fixes the blur better than carving your highs to death. Now do the most important mix check. The low volume test. Turn your monitoring down. Bring the ride in and out. If the snare loses snap when the ride enters, the ride is too loud, too bright, or too dense around the snare hits, usually on beats 2 and 4. You can even snare protect your tops. Lower velocity or remove a couple hits right before and on the snare moments. The ride still reads as fast, but the snare suddenly feels bigger. If you want an even cleaner trick, micro-duck the ride to the snare. Put a compressor on the ride track. Enable sidechain. Choose the snare track as the input. Fast attack, short release. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. That keeps the roll, but the snare stays dominant without you lowering the ride everywhere. Now let's arrange like real DNB. Think in 8 or 16 bar phrases. The ride should evolve. Here's an easy plan. Bars 1 to 4, no rides. Let kick and snare establish. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce the broken 16 THS quietly, darker. Bars 9 to 16, full ride pattern, and automate the filter to open up slightly. Last two bars before a drop, pull the ride out, or low pass it hard. That removal of highs creates tension and makes the return feel huge. Automation idea. Instead of turning the ride up, automate presence. For example, automate auto filter cutoff from about 9 kHz up to about 15 kHz over 8 bars. It feels like the track is lifting, but your drum balance stays stable. Let's finish with a quick 10-minute practice you can actually do right now. Make 3 1-bar ride clips at 174 BPM. Clip A, straight 16 THS with the accent velocities. Clip B, broken 16 THS, remove 2 or 3 hits, and slightly change accents. Clip C, same as B, but add groove pull timing at about 20%. Put them in session view and scene launch them while your main drum loop plays. Pick the one that rolls the best without stealing the snare. Then duplicate it out to 16 bars, and automate your filter cutoff for bars 9 to 16. And remember the most common mistakes, so you can avoid them on purpose. Same velocity on every hit, robotic, rides too loud, snare loses impact, no high pass, crunchy mid buildup, too much swing, feels drunk, not rolling, long reverb, smears transients and kills the sense of speed. If you want to push a darker, heavier vibe, pitch the ride down 2 to 5 semitones. Shorten the tail, and consider a very subtle bit of distortion like saturator, or even a tiny touch of redux. Then tame it with EQ. Your takeaway, start with 16 THS. Make them musical with velocity accents and a couple gaps. Add a little groove carefully. Then shape with EQ and saturation so it sits clean. And always arrange rides in phrases. introduce, build, pull back. That's what makes it feel like real D&B. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like rollers, jungle, neuro, or dancefloor, and whether your snare is clean 2 and 4 or break-based, I'll suggest a couple specific ride patterns that match that exact vibe.